The example presented in the previous slide of Beamery demonstrates the role of AI technologies in satisfying the employees and results in employee engagement. It helps in reducing turnover as the engaged employees continue to work in the organization for longer periods of time. A wide range of recruitment-related benefits are thus mentioned here in the below provided image in this particular slide. So AI can be used for screening, which helps in automating of the screening process, which is reduced drastically from a time to hire from 34 days to 9 days only. It also helps in the rediscovering of previous candidates. So searching for previous applicants in the automated systems or the ATS for an open role becomes simple for the recruiters. The application tracking system or the ATS can infuse or have modules of AI related with it, and this can actually be helpful. The third benefit is the recruitment chat box presence, which provides real-time on-demand communication to the recruitment and selection professionals. The debiasing software is also an important software or plugin which helps to remove any prejudices or discriminatory data and attracts a diverse talent pool by removing the subconscious or unconscious biases from the recruitment software. Super targeting of job ads is also possible with the help of developments that have happened recently in AI technologies. These help to retarget and geotarget candidates. The last benefit mentioned here is the recruitment marketing software, which helps in attracting, nurturing, and engaging candidates who are able to self-select on the basis of the AI filtering that is done. Another application of AI technology is in the process of talent mapping. In this context, the AI technology helps in understanding the requirements and the competencies of the candidates. This helps the recruiters to plan their career and place them on a right job. The AI technology also ensures that there is no bias in recruitment. So we have made, you know, a mention of bias word several times in the slides before, in this slide as well as the slides coming up, because this is very important for us to understand. A reduction in the bias, the discrimination and prejudice is a must for free and fair recruitment. It means that the management, with the help of the AI platform, is able to identify the biases, remove them, thus creating better roadmaps for employees, and better yet, even suggest what is best for their progression. The best candidates can be selected for the organization as the AI bots are involved in the process and no humans are involved in the hiring. Thus, there is no chance of any bias in the screening or the selection process. Another application for the AI is the sending of appropriate job advertisements. In a world where the competition for the best talent is fierce, the recruitment team would like to leave as little as possible to chance, starting with the job advertisements that they usually put online. Often overlooked, it is with the job ad that an applicant's journey begins. It is likely to be the first thing they actually see from the organization. Industry experts also convey that by implementing artificial intelligence, the recruiters and hiring managers can gauge problem-solving skills and teamwork capabilities in the real time. Another prominent area of HRM that is enhanced by artificial intelligence is that of procurement management. AI technology allows organizations to solve complex procurement problems more efficiently or effectively using smart computer algorithms. AI can be embedded into a number of software applications, from spend analysis to contract management and strategic sourcing. Artificial intelligence has only recently found concrete applications within the procurement functions, but is growing steadily. Artificial intelligence thus is adept at automating even complex tasks that happen in the procurement functionality. AI will help bring more purchases under direct control by facilitating the creation of requisitions from freeform data like that contained in an email, not just data entered into a requisition entry screen, thus creating an integration within the data that is being utilized by the procurement management softwares. In this slide, we are going to discuss about the individual elements of the procurement endgame that are already for real in many companies. We will begin with a discussion of the applicable functionalities in the OEM sector. In the OEMs, there is a rapidly growing use of the robot process automation, or RPA, for transactional topics. Development of digital culture in procurement teams regarding leadership, working styles, and tools are also influenced. The application of big data analytics based on more than 200 identified use cases, which is instrumental in the growth of the procurement sector through the use of AI, is also very influential and beneficial. Use of electronic business platforms for indirects like Amazon for Business is also growing. Increasing focus on securing access to raw materials like cobalt is also being helped by AI. Building up, strengthening of organization, capabilities of software, battery and fuel cells is also being influenced. New department dealing with management of recyclable raw materials and module production concepts with increasing use of digital simulations is also being helped in the OEM sector through the support of AI in procurement. The next segment is the OES segment, where there is a use of robots for negotiation. Dedicated team working on or experimenting with new technologies such as RPA, AI, blockchain, etc. is also being explored in this segment. Building a shared vision of 14.0 with suppliers, which is a terminology used in this segment, is also happening in a very good manner. Finally, procurement involved in business development is seen on an increase in the past several years. The next segment is that of the engineering, where horizontal supplier network is being developed to scale with the technologies in a fast manner, thus reducing problems and steering efforts. The last segment is that of telecommunications. In the telco segment or the telecommunications segment, the digital platform to support strategic processes is also gaining impetus through the use of this particular AI in the segments pertaining to the procurement sector. The AI technology is observed to enhance and automate many redundant and time-consuming tasks, or giving procurement experts additional insights based on extremely complex and large sets of data. Thus, AI has the potential to rapidly change work practices across even large organizations. AI will also be trusted to review and even generate and monitor supplier contracts, automating a typically labor-intensive set of tasks. In this slide, we see four important elements related to AI in procurement, which we shall briefly discuss. The first element is the artificial intelligence concept itself, which pertains to algorithms or programs exhibiting any behavior that is considered smart from the procurement context. The next aspect related to procurement, which infuses the AI in its segment, is machine learning. This pertains to programs or algorithms that detect patterns and use them for prediction or decision making. Thus, before making certain deals, the procurement professionals can use machine learning to help them with understanding several nuances of the processes which lie ahead. The third element, which is important part of AI, which is used extensively in procurement, is the natural language processing feature. It is also called as NLP in short, which pertains to the algorithms which can interpret, transform, and generate human language-like capabilities and thus help the employees. The next one is the robot process automation, or RPA, which pertains to programs or algorithms that mimic human actions to reduce repetitive simple tasks. Thus, after having discussed these four elements of AI in procurement, in the next slide, we will discuss or begin discussions on automation enhancements, which are the resultants of the AI leaps that have happened in the last several years. Leaps in the artificial intelligence technology have created possibilities of gathering insights from unstructured employee feedback in a robust fashion. In the near future, many organizations would transition towards such new approaches to make the best use of their critical information. In the next slide, we will discuss the broad use of AI in essential HRM functionalities as a part of the automation enhancements. So in this pictorial slide, we are going to take a look at the broad functionalities which are being helped by the infusion of AI. As we know, all forms of artificial intelligence involve algorithms. We have seen some of the algorithms in a previous slide which pertain to the infusion of AI in procurement. These are basically programs or sets of rules specifying how to solve a problem. Algorithms are procedures and rules which become the foundation of most computer software, which is being helped through AI. In the picture below, we see the broad use of AI and algorithms in essential HRM functionalities. Let us begin with the recruitment functionality, where there are algorithms currently which pertain and help with candidate sourcing, hiring process automation, agent-led video interviews, predicting new hire performances through the use of AI. AI also helps in learning and development by providing features for onboarding, reference information, personal coaching, and interactive interfacing with online participants. Performance management is also helped by the infusion of AI and its algorithms through objective setting, capacity predictions, predicting of performance of the employees, and team fit psychometric tests, which are provided to the employees. The engagement and recognition functionality is also helped by payroll and benefits automation and engagement monitoring that is helped by the AI algorithms. The next segment or functionality that is helped is the risk management, where retention and attrition analytics is done, absence and accident prediction happens, and AI algorithms also help with fraud detection. The next one is the compliance and reporting, where there is a monitoring of bias as well as supervision of the employee activities. The final segment or the functionality that we are going to look at over here is the separation or the retirement. In this outplacement functionalities, the administration of smooth pension and the alumni and boomerang hire sourcing functionality is taken care of through the forms of AI and its algorithms. Thus, the work of algorithms in software are not visible to the human eye, but they can be programmed and reprogrammed by experts to solve problems deemed important within the software environments. For the HRIS practitioners to develop robust and long-term solutions using AI, they need to identify the connection between feedback and employee satisfaction. Prominent example in this context is the speech recognition software, which is powered by AI, which is poised to change the requisition and approval process for busy and off-site employees. A prominent example that can be provided here is my own example. In the last year when I had visited the Czech Republic in Europe, there were problems with the language of the employees in the Škoda Auto Services company. There were softwares present where people could speak into the software in the Czech language and it could get converted to English for my help. And this was a great help in my stay over there. So AI is helping diverse employees to stay connected and reduces the language barrier as well. The management needs to be aware of the facts that the key to understanding what should be maintained or changed in the HR modules to enhance the levels of employee engagement through automation enhancements need to be discovered and need to be worked upon. The AI technology can prove helpful in this domain, as currently there are a limited number of tools available to analyze employee feedback. With the use of image recognition technology, which is a prominent example, Employees may opt to send a picture of an item they wish to order or reorder, again simplifying the requisition process and making it likely that the employee also remains actively engaged. The HRIS developers and practitioners need to be aware of and acknowledge that the AI practices are radically faster than humans. The element of creating a better culture is to induct more qualified candidates from the recruitment process. This helps managers to dedicate more time to analyze HR data and improve strategic planning. Artificial intelligence thus is capable of learning about the patterns and behaviors and making recommendations in a variety of functionalities. It can even be used to predict market prices, identify and analyze new potential vendors. So AI-based HRIS modules can process valuable information and provide contact information to the new employees. New employees could also be advised by AI engines to check organizational pages containing useful information, including training modules and business conduct guidelines. AI transactions can hence help to update personal information on behalf of the employee in a secure manner. A manager could access his or her direct reports information via a chatbot and perform HR business transactions without accessing the core HR application. Chatbots therefore authenticate an employee and can provide only authorized information with which the employee can access and transact. Chatbots can automate routine processes that take a lot of the HR's time. The chatbot facilitates the substantial automation of HRM activities such as screening candidates, scheduling interviews, and managing the recruitment lifecycle for candidates as well as hiring of managers. Conversational AI for HR transactions has a strong potential to perform certain transactions which are routed via an approval chain process. For example, it can allow a manager to approve vacation requests via the chatbot, or it can provide a list of items in need of approval by the manager or HR. An example of conversational AI for HR transactions is digital assistants that are now becoming popular. It is an intelligent chatbot that can answer questions and proactively engage users in an individual as well as a contextual manner. A conversational AI for HR transactions is the powerful Oracle Digital Assistant. This can help small to medium businesses to operate more efficiently. Businesses can automate key processes and offer important productivity tools to their teams using such digital assistants. Managers or HR professionals would not have to access the core HR system to get KPIs and analytical data with the help of the AI leaps. According to a 2019 press release from Gartner, the firm predicts that 70% of organizations will integrate artificial intelligence tools to support employee productivity as early as 2021. The conversational AI solution uses a machine learning capability. It also uses the natural language processing or NLP to know exactly what information the employee, manager, or HR professional is seeking. In fact, if you recollect in a previous slide, we had gone ahead and understood what is machine learning as well as natural language processing. In this particular slide, with the help of the diagram presented, we are going to understand the 7-step AI lifecycle, which is quite interesting. In the first step, the problem is identified, which includes the business and use case development. Thus, improvements or identification of problems is done, and they are defined, and use of AI is also proposed. So if there's some lacunae or some gap that needs to be bridged, which cannot happen in the current system, AI can be infused. The next phase is the design phase. The same business case is turned into design requirements for engineers to understand, and they can create certain algorithms which meet the need. The third phase is the training and test data procurement. Initial information or data sets are obtained to train and test the model. This is a critical phase because over here there is a lot of articulation and the algorithms are checked against the real world requirements. The next phase is the fourth one, where there's a building process for the AI infusion. Thus, the AI application is built here from the different kinds of information and data that is obtained from the previous steps. Post the building of the AI application, the fifth phase commences, where the testing of the AI application is done. The next phase is the sixth phase, which is a very important phase in the AI lifecycle, which is the deployment or the execution phase, where the AI application goes live. By going live, what we mean is it is executed in the organization. There are various processes that are run, and various activities are dependent upon this AI system. The final step or the final phase of the seven phase life cycle is the monitoring, where the performance of the system is assessed constantly. It is checked for any errors or any lacunae or gaps in the system. Now, the life cycle would continue after a few years when this system seems to become obsolescent. The following are the key building blocks for the AI technology landscape. One is what we've already discussed frequently, that is the bots that are used in the various AI technologies. The bots are used to automate the back office and enterprise operations via a common plugin that is provided. An HR chatbot is one major category within the AI recruitment software that allows job seekers and employees to communicate via a conversational UI, such as an SMS, website, and other messaging applications like WhatsApp. The next part or the next building block is automated machine learning, which we have discussed to some extent in previous slides. This particular block provides exploratory data analysis, algorithm selection, and diagnostics. Most useful for problem solving with the help of quality data and advanced algorithms. Machine learning tools help the HR and management personnel hire new team members by tracking a candidate's journey throughout the interview process and helping speeding up the process of getting streamlined feedback to the applicants. The next couple of blocks are being discussed here, which are the language and the natural language processing functionalities. The natural language processing, usually shortened as NLP, is a branch of artificial intelligence that deals with interaction between computers and humans using functions and features of natural language. They use a standardized programming language and tools to solve contextual and narrative issues. The ultimate objective of NLP is to read, decipher, understand, and make sense of the human languages in a manner that are understood and prove valuable to the AI-based systems. The next building block is the cloud solution functionality. This enables a pre-trained model with storage for deployment, testing, improvement, and quality assurance. AI capabilities are working in the business cloud computing environment to make organizations more efficient, strategic, and insight-driven. Cloud computing therefore offers businesses more flexibility, agility, and cost savings by hosting data and applications in the cloud. The last of the building blocks are the APIs for AI and business functionality. These basically support machine learning, natural language processing, and core business functions. Designed to be consumed by the chat technology and offer a text-based conversational interface to connect with multiple messengers, example Google, Skype, ServiceNow, IBM chatbot, social media messengers, SAP Jam, and custom chatbots. So APIs basically are open door to sensitive data and require a great effort to secure. APIs basically relate to application programming interfaces and can provide powerful functionalities to the softwares where the artificial intelligence helps and supports. The rapidly changing new technologies therefore are giving rise to a number of challenges. This will lead more organizations to make mistakes in the process of adopting AI. In fact, these topics are being discussed because we want to cover the holistic application of AI, also covering the steps in overcoming challenges to achieve automation success. A prominent example in this context is the frequently discussed topic of biases. Bias is something many people worry about even today. Stories of AI systems being prejudiced against women or people coming from diverse backgrounds makes headlines every once in a while. Human prejudices seep into the algorithms and sometimes the results do get biased. Thus, experts of the AI technology recommend exercising proper caution when deploying AI services. Proper insight is needed to manage AI systems effectively and efficiently. We're going to discuss a few more challenges in the next slide as well. A few challenges need to be understood and overcome in order to make the application of the AI technology robust. A critical challenge is the need to explore reliable information related to automation of the HR practices. Real-life data, along with the quality and volume of information, thus becomes extremely important. This should be free from bias and representative of all possible scenarios, as was mentioned in the previous slide as well. AI implementation requires the management to have a deeper understanding of the current AI technologies, their possibilities, applications, and limitations in organizations. We can call this as a step in the inception. The lack of AI know-how hinders AI adoption in many fields, as is seen through the graphical diagram presented here. Most organizations currently are in an early stage of AI adoption. In this, we see that 59% of organizations are still in the process of knowledge gathering, investigating, and developing of suitable strategies in order to think of infusing AI technologies in their systems. 25% of organizations, as you see the numbers dropping, are or have begun to pilot small projects in their organizations through the use of AI-related technologies. 6%, which is a minuscule number of organizations, have begun implementing full-scale use of AI technologies, and 6% of organizations have already deployed and are robustly using the functionalities in use. A further 4% have plans to deploy them by early 2018. Now, in 2020, majority of these particular projects have already been deployed. Therefore, the adopters of AI technology need to carefully use the appropriate approach, as is seen in the previous slide as well. The HRIS designers and practitioners thus need to understand the variables of identifying the data sources. They need to practice discretion in terms of collating diverse information and filtering it for subsequent AI processing. In order to develop a successful AI solution, what is needed is both the technical knowledge and the business understanding. Unfortunately, it is often either of them which is understood. Thus, the management lacks the technical know-how necessary for adequate AI adoption. While there are many data scientists and engineers who are not interested in how the model they develop will be used in the real life. So there needs to be a balance or an equilibrium which needs to be established, which will help in overcoming challenges to achieving automation or AI success. Such a balanced approach requires different skills and mindsets, as well as different methodologies. A big challenge in this context is the lack of clarity about the creation of insights, which lead to mistakes. The adopters of AI technology hence need to make sure the AI applications perform as planned in a secure and an efficient manner. The organization's culture should also support and start recognizing the needs for AI and difficulties in identifying business use cases as amongst the top barriers to AI implementations, and work on practices that create robust adoption of AI in the operations of the organizations. The AI environment is quite different than other HRI systems and thus poses a lot of challenges. A critical challenge which still has to be discussed is to eliminate the cognitive biases. These are different types of biases than the ones that were discussed earlier. The AI applications are capable of processing speed, but they can go wrong due to biased learning input fed by the human operators. AI implementation requires a strategic approach, setting objectives, identifying KPIs, and tracking ROI, as well as taking into consideration the human cognitive biases. An AI solution thus can be a catalyst for positive change if it has been used and programmed in a correct manner by removing the cognitive as well as the human discriminative biases and prejudices. They should be aware that it is critical to have a proper training phase to learn, detect, and correct patterns and act accordingly. A good AI designer, therefore, should be able to suggest a strategy to avoid unintended consequences by inputting as many possible scenarios, pre-learning and machine learning mechanisms to avoid the unintended uses. Integrating AI into existing systems is a process that is thus more complicated than adding a mere plugin to the browser. The interface and the elements to address the business needs have to be set up thoroughly and correctly monitored. Some rules need to be properly coded and infused in the system. Management needs to consider data infrastructure needs, data storage, labeling, feeding the data into the system properly. Thus, if the management is intent on overcoming challenges to achieve automation success, the integration of AI will happen in a robust and a smooth manner. Thus, with this particular slide, we have completed the topic of steps in overcoming challenges to achieve AI automation success, and have also completed the discussions for this particular chapter. So in this chapter, which was chapter number 9, we have understood the role of artificial intelligence in developing robustness in HR. We have completed several important topics. The important ones being developments in the AI technologies with the help of examples. We have also seen the automation enhancements, which are the resultants of AI leaps. We have covered the leaps in procurement as well as other segments of the industry. And finally, we have also completed the steps in overcoming challenges to achieve automation success. Thank you.